Hollywood melts down after military transgender policy begins, truly effing cruel. By Justin Caruso on April 13, 2019. Hollywood celebrities once again melted over a rule instituted Friday mandating that transgender recruits in the U.S. military enlist and serve in their birth sex. Despite the hysteria, the new rule is not a ban on transgender people in the military, as has been widely reported. As Breitbart News' Ken Klukowski reported, the rule, which addresses recruits and serving personnel who suffer from gender dysphoria, seeks to limit transgender people only if their gender dysphoria requires inexpensive gender reassignment surgery or other therapies that render them unable to serve for significant lengths of time. The specific military need is that those serving in uniform must be free of medical conditions or physical defects that may require excessive time lost from duty. But Hollywood activists would never let facts get in the way of a good narrative. Pop legend Cher went after President Donald Trump in her trademark style, roaring, "Transgender military ban goes into effect today. My heart breaks for the more than 6,000 trans soldiers whose life's dream it is to serve America and protect fellow citizens." This is another example of Trump pandering to his right-wing base. Trump is no convictions apostrophe. He has vindictiveness for effect. Ellen DeGeneres stated that the rule was simply hatred. Ben Stiller and Wanda Sykes both changed their Twitter profile pictures to show their support for transgender people. Actor Laverne Cox, a transgender woman best known for a starring role in Orange is the New Black, also took to social media to attack the new policy. Actor Billy Eichner roared, "Today is an infuriating and shameful day in American history. Backwards, unnecessary and truly fucking cruel." Don Cheadle and George Takei reacted to the news as well.